BHISD School Health Advisory Council meeting, December 6th, 2021. These are the meeting minutes. In attendance, Colleen Goundry, BHISD Coordinator of Health Services, co-chair, SHAC co-chair. Amy Muth, BHISD ESS nurse, SHAC co-chair. Cesar Morales, parent representative. Julie DeTore, healthcare representative from Chambers County. Denise Patton, PE teacher at BHISD ECC. Lori May, BHISD Director of Safe Schools. Tia Thornton, teacher at BHISD Middle School South. Pam McDonald, BHISD social worker. Pam McDonald volunteered to be recording secretary. The meeting was called to order by Colleen Goundry, co-chair of the council. The council is in need of a chairperson. Preference is that it be a parent member. At our next meeting, we will try to elect a chairperson. Colleen and Amy Muth currently serve as co-chairs of the council. Members introduced themselves since this was the first meeting of this school year. Discussion of terms. The term for each member to serve on the council was listed on the sign-in sheet next to the member's name. Members were asked to notify Colleen in writing if he or she was not able to serve or complete their term. Overview of SHAC was read by Colleen. Review of bylaws. The bylaws were read aloud. Julie DeTore made a motion to approve the bylaws. Amy Muth seconded the motion. The bylaws were approved unanimously. Wellness plan. One of the tasks of this council is to solicit input from district stakeholders into the wellness plan. In the past, a survey was sent to the campus principals to complete. However, there is some question as to whether or not the current survey might need to be modified in order to obtain more accurate and relevant information. A subcommittee of the council was formed by volunteers from the council. Those members who volunteered to serve on this committee are Julie DeTore, Amy Muth, Tia Thornton, Colleen Goundry, and Pam McDonald. It was suggested that this subcommittee meet on Monday, January 24th at 6 p.m. at the LSC. This is 1 week before the next SHAC meeting, which will meet on January 31st. Input from food services is also solicited in obtaining needed information for this plan. HB 1525, Human Sexuality Instruction. House Bill 1525 was passed, which requires parents to opt their child into human sexuality instruction presented by a school district. In the past, students attended such programs unless the parent chose to opt them out of the program. BHISD currently uses the Freedom to Succeed and Aim for Success programs for human sexuality instruction. These programs seem to best meet the needs and standards of this district when they were adapted in 2012. It was brought up in the meeting that if there was interest, we could look at other programs that are available. Some discussion ensued about this, and it was decided that these programs continued to provide the needed information and emphasis for our students and their parents. Feedback is solicited after the presentations from faculty and students, and parent presentations about information in the programs are held the night before the student presentations. The feedback has been positive overall, and there have been no parent complaints about the program or the information that was presented. The consensus of the council was that we are comfortable with the program and do not need to look into any other curricula at this time. Open discussion and questions. A question as to whether we will have a health fair this year was raised. The council usually sponsors a community health fair around the first Saturday in May, but due to COVID, the fair has not been held the past couple of years. The fair involves different organizations and groups to provide information on various topics related to health and safety. The consensus among council members was that we should have the event if possible. The next meeting of SHAC will be on Monday, January 31st, 2022 at 6 p.m. at the LSC. Meeting was adjourned. Minutes prepared by Pam McDonald.